Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Donald D. Davis, 77, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Thursday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Friday from noon until 3 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Donald D. Davis, 70, of Richland Center. Edward James Denman, 81, of Morrisonville, formerly of Cazenovia, died December 15th after a long battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Christ Lutheran Church in DeForest, followed by full military honors. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Edward James Denman, 81, of Morrisonville, formerly of Cazenovia. Patrick Bryan, Pat Sweenick, 62, of Williamsburg, Iowa, formerly of Cazenovia, died unexpectedly December 19th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Patrick Bryan, Pat Sweenick, 62, of Williamsburg, Iowa, formerly of Cazenovia. Cheryl A. Powell, 70, of Sandusky, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg, with burial to follow in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Cheryl A. Powell, 70, of Sandusky. Alan P. Frank, 78, of Laval, died December 10th at home. A celebration of life will be held at noon Saturday, January 10th, at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Saturday, January 10th, from 10 until the time of service at noon. Alan P. Frank, 78, of Laval.